Do you look like an expert in presents?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just...
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, I don't have time.
I know what you're gonna say. Ori Hep, where are my videos, you piece of shit? Where have you been last week? I'd been waiting for you all day long. Guys, I can't remain strong and hardworking all the time. Some weeks, I just gotta sit on my behind and feel sorry.
In life, you can't always be tough. Sometimes you just gotta bitch out, you know? You gotta bitch out, you know?
But in the meantime, we are still trapped in the circus. As some of you know, Think Before You Sleep made this video, this coping video about attraction. You guys remember Think Before You Sleep, right? The former MTAV, who is now dating Brittany Venti.
What does your weight start with? What number?
One. Starts with one.
Oh, and what's your height start with, number-wise?
Starts with a five, number-wise.
Oh god, kick him out.
It's over.
Aww.
You know, it is sad seeing how people start out and how they actually end up.
Madison, why don't you ask the panel a question, because I know you're dying to.
I wanted to know what kind of content you made, or like, what do you do?
I started out with Manosphere content, then I changed to anti-woke content.
Manosphere? MTAV, you mean, right? He doesn't even have the heart to say, I was an MTAV. He thinks that if he says, oh, just Manosphere, you know, he can get away with it. Because at the end of the day, whatever is also a Manosphere channel. He couldn't even say, I was an MTAV. He didn't have it in him. Guys, he started out as an MTAV. Then his channel got popular. He acquired some sort of fame. And the moment he achieved that, when he realized that he had options due to his channel, all that MTAV rhetoric went away. Now he is making content like this.
I understand if you have to commit a criminal act to get laid.
Now, what? Oh my god, when you're 5'8", you have to commit a criminal act to get laid. Oh my god. I wish I said it first. I literally wish I said it first.
It is really sad, man. Like, this is why you can't trust anybody. These guys start some way, and when they get a little fame, e-fame, when they finally get some options, some clout, and attention from clout-chasing girls, e-girls, they end up another way. It is comical how lazy, milquetoast videos he's making now. He's not even a proper anti-woke channel, doesn't have any skin in the game, talking against body acceptance. Not like he's questioning certain political narratives. His anti-woke definition is just talking against fat acceptance, which is the easiest, laziest anti-woke content. And I love how he just looks at Brittany the moment he hears that question. What kind of videos did you used to make again? Just so we are clear, notice the awkward, scared look he instantly gives to Brittany. You can tell he's so nervous and scared of her.
Oh, nice.
Did you used to consider yourself MGTOW?
Yeah.
Okay, not like anymore, or?
I mean, looking at facts, data, and stuff like that, it seems like a lot of it, as who was saying it, but divorce seems to suck for both sides. It just seems like vet your partners properly. Things like COVID, like kind of say like, well, yeah. That's all I'm saying on the podcast.
Yo, this is brutal, bro. He turned into Joe Biden from the debate.
And more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
Even others are laughing at him. What are you even saying, COVID? Like, what does that even mean? Trying to explain why he quit his MTAV rhetoric and background. Couldn't say, well, I got a girlfriend now, as you can see. Like, honestly, it would have been a better answer. A lot less embarrassing answer than this comical Joe Biden impression. He tried his best Biden impression there.
Things like COVID, like kind of say like, well,
With the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare.
By the way, guys, I am serious. Like, let me know if you understood what he was trying to say. Where did even COVID come from? Like, what was he trying to say? I mean, the way he embarrassed himself there was actually brutal, bruh. Like, he tried to dodge the question, the first question, by saying, oh, just Manosphere, don't worry about it. But then the host plunged the dagger with the follow-up question. No, you ain't fluffing this off, you ain't dodging this. Brutal stuff, bro. And look at their facial expressions, guys. That little smirk. The host knows exactly what he was doing. I bet you 100% he himself instructed her to ask that first question. When he tried to dodge it by, oh, Manosphere, you know, don't worry about it, he asked the question himself directly.
Did you used to consider yourself MGTOW?
Yeah.
Did you used to consider yourself MGTOW?
Yeah.
This was golden, bro. I remember I was gonna make a video about this back when it happened, the interview happened. But that's the thing, man. When you don't do this as a job, you don't have time. You don't have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, so you can't do this for a living. There are so many video ideas that I just couldn't get around to doing them because of the time constraint. But let's play this video. I have wasted enough time already. Let me address this pitiful cop of a video he made. The intro has been too long already. Hopefully this video doesn't turn into one of those 7-hour long MTOW live streams. But let's get into it.
It is not easy to be a single man in your 30s in America today.
I actually remember seeing this TikTok. Guys, let me say this. In normie talk, single man means sub-5 man. Just so you know, okay? But these oofy doofies are so oblivious to the stuff they are subjected to, they just brush it off with general umbrella terms like single man. Single man means sub-5 man in reality. Have you ever seen chads refer to themselves as single man? Even if they are single, even if they are not hitting anybody. I mean, you take a brief look, a very brief look at his face, and it ain't hard to find why he is single. Unlike his jawline, that one ain't hard to find. This guy probably still has some SMV though, just because of the JBW. Some SMV floor. But if you overlook his JBW halo, he's like a far.
I just went to Starbucks to order a vanilla latte with an extra shot.
Strike one. Why are you going into a Starbucks by yourself as a guy? Starbucks is like for women, and their coffee tastes like burnt crap. So there's really no point in purchasing anything there, unless you're buying coffee for a girl that you're with.
Wait, is Starbucks some high-end, no singles type of establishment these days? Like, I am serious, guys. Is going to Starbucks alone seen as weird now? I mean, I see people sitting there alone on their computers all the time. What do you mean, oh, you need a plus one to order a drink at Starbucks? Like, since when freaking Starbucks is an upscale establishment where you need a plus one to get in? It is Starbucks we are talking about. This ain't some upscale restaurant where going alone might be seen as weird. People are there rotting alone on their computers all the time. The coping started right at the start. He legit used the fact that he was going to the Starbucks alone against him to blame him and gaslight him. What did I tell you guys? What did I tell you? As a sub-5 male, you drink a glass of water and it is gonna annoy people. It is gonna rub people the wrong way. We can't even go to Starbucks alone without getting blamed for going there alone. No country for sub-5 men. This guy, Think Before You Sleep, is so in the depths of gynocentrism, he thinks that you can't even go to Starbucks without a female by your side. Britney broke this guy. Truly broke this guy. I hope at least the hit was worth it. But even that is questionable. Because you are gonna remember, guys, Britney was like, oh, I'm not gonna let them hit before the marriage again. I have been used too many times already. I am not gonna do it again. It wouldn't surprise me if Think Before You Sleep couldn't even hit her. This is brutal, bro.
Today I wanted to talk about abstaining from sex, why I choose to do it, as well as why I think more people should do it as well, but especially women. For me, I used to partake in serial monogamy. Serial monogamy is when you go from long-term relationship to long-term relationship. I've been partaking in serial monogamy since I was 15, and I am now 24. And the problem is, like the saying, if you are getting the milk for free, why would you buy the cow?
And as I am walking up to the door, I happen to notice this beautiful girl walking up to the door as well, and she has a Death Cab for Cutie t-shirt on. That's been my favorite band since I was 14 years old. I am 32 now. That's 18 years of loving this band. So as I take a quick two-step to open the door for her, and I'm like, hey, you have great taste in music. That's been my favorite band since I was 14 years old. And she looks at me and she just says, cool. And she...
First of all, you can't be using that line when it is a hot woman, because they are going to think you are just another sub-wife, oofy-doofy, that is trying to hit on them. Brother, you are not the only one they have to deal with. Cause why men take advice from people like Destiny and Think Before You Sleep, Sean?
It was such a horrible trip. Oh my God. Normally, whenever me and Melina would travel, we would usually only do cuck stuff for a single night, but because Nim, I guess she really wanted like somebody who was like Middle Eastern and had like a 15-inch or whatever, because it's like four times bigger than mine. I had to do it for 4 nights. They would lock me in the corner of the room and just, I would be getting cucked over and over and over again. It's a brutal trip.
So men go take advice from Destiny and Sean, and they put themselves in situations like this. Do you think you are the only one she has to deal with on a daily basis? And you gotta keep in mind that you gotta be aware that you are not that guy, bro. You are not. Just looking at a mirror should give you some major insight regarding why you can't be using that line with hot females. Even if it is true, which is not, let's be real, bro. You wouldn't say that line, you wouldn't use that opener if that was me wearing that t-shirt. So please don't cringe, Max, and trying to play it off like you just liked the t-shirt and that was why you approached her. Come on, man. If it was me wearing that t-shirt and dying on the sidewalk, you wouldn't even sip it in my direction. But even if it is true that you indeed was just being nice because of the t-shirt alone, you can't use that line with hot females because she has to deal with thousands of uninitiated oofy doofies like you, day in, day out. People who don't understand that it is all about looks. Guys, imagine, I don't even blame this female, imagine. The moment you step outside, you have to deal man like Bob. I can barely tolerate these guys when I am making videos. Imagine having to deal with them in real life. Like, I don't blame women. You just want to get some coffee, you know, you can barely open your eyes. You just want to get your coffee fix, right? Then,
hey! Bam.
You have to deal man like Bob, trying to talk to you and bother you. Bro, just stop. Just stop, man. I don't even blame women. I blame oofy doofies and men like Think Before You Sleep for putting women on a pedestal. You heard that, guys? You can't even go to Starbucks alone if you don't have a female plus one.
Anyway, this is a guy that we're going to call Walter.
I am going to call him Bob instead. I think it is more fitting.
But I have no idea where I went wrong there. I'm so puzzled. I thought I was being nice. What did I do?
But you aren't being nice. You talked to her because you wanted something from her. If he wants to know why dating is hard in the current day, it's because he opened up a conversation with a chick he doesn't know in a very autistic way. Oh my God, you have a shirt with Death Cab for Cutie on it. That's been my favorite band since I was 14, and you're wearing that shirt. The conversation is very much about you when you say things like that. How about instead you say, nice shirt, which is short and sweet and makes it about her.
It is ironic, actually, calling him autistic, and right after you say that, he should have made it all about her and said nice shirt instead. Throwing rocks in a glass house. Which one is more autistic, guys? You be the judge. The only reason that stuff creeped her out was her assuming, not even assuming, knowing because she gets to deal with tens of men like him, like Bob, every day, who are just trying to be nice, you know. She knows what's up and wants nothing to do with sub-5 men she's simply not interested in. Wouldn't have mattered one bit what he said right there. It was over in 13 milliseconds. It was over before he could even open the door for her. Before You Sleep is still coping, of course. Oh, it wasn't nice. It was about yourself. You should have made it about herself instead.
For example, is anybody confused on the specific reasons for why this guy has trouble with women?
For Raymond, he's hoping the gym is the answer.
Oh no, he's gonna bring up decline. No, bruh. This guy's case is brutal. Decline's case is brutal. I remember him very clearly. Like, this dude is not only sub-5 and very short, but he clearly has Asperger's or some other situation. He has that thousand-yard stare. Can't speak. I mean, come on, guys. He can't even string two words together and form a sentence. I know it is his looks. I know it is mainly because of his looks. I said it myself. Looks. Looks are everything. I said these and I stand by them. But I never meant it as go be an SP. It is better that way. I didn't mean it that way. Problem here is, you guys are taking what I say too literally. I mean, I don't even need to watch further to know what Think Before You Sleep is gonna say here. He's gonna say, oh, this guy is lonely, this guy can't attract women because he can't even speak properly. He's gonna use him, decline, as an example to imply that it is not about height or looks, but about being neurotypical. That's what he's gonna do. But the truth is, even if this guy, Decline, was neurotypical, he would have had a hard time with his height and looks.
In YouTube videos, he talks about his journey to self-improvement. And so far, he's had 500,000 views.
I'm sure if you showed this guy to random people on the street, they could figure out that if he wants a girlfriend, then maybe he should have a few less anime posters that contain girls who are of, let's say, a questionable age.
Oh man, no, no. This is turning out to be an even worse cop video than I thought. I got a lot of people telling me, Rehab bro, you gotta watch this, you gotta check this. This Think Before You Sleep video, he is delusional. And I watched the first couple of minutes before I decided to make this commentary. I mean, this is comically bad. I thought he was gonna cope by blaming the entire thing on Dick Line's speech impediment, right? Because he can't even speak. Oh no, he blamed it on the anime posters in his room.
Or you have people like this woman who think they're ugly, but they're actually not.
Wait, okay, guys, is this video a parody? With MTOWs and Manosphere, I can never tell. I literally can't tell which is parody and sarcastic and which is serious at this point.
However, nobody will tell them what they're doing wrong.
Okay, I get it. I'm ugly. I know this. I've been called ugly for my entire life.
A lot of you pointed this out, and the truth is, you're right.
This woman has decided that she deserves to be unhappy and alone because she thinks she's ugly. I don't know what she looked like when she was younger, but she's ignoring her good features like her eyes.
Good features like her eyes.
He called this eye area good. Bro, what? What is this guy saying? First he was saying COVID, now he's saying this. The only positive trait here in this eye area is the color, and that's it. Everything else is off. Shape, position, spacing, you know, there seems to be a little bit of lazy eye on the left eye, droopy eyelids, bags under the eyes. Like, what is this guy even saying, bro? This is why I am not sure about making this video, man. Like, am I falling for a parody sarcastic video? I don't want it to be like people roasting me in the comments, or you have no way you took that video seriously, it's a sarcastic video, dude. But how can you blame me when we are in this clown show?
Or doesn't know how to properly use a hairdryer, so it looks like it's frizzy and dead and needs to be cut. Guys, this is not that hard. Just watch a couple of YouTube videos on how to take care of your hair. And if you're going to have long hair, get silk pillowcases. But personally, in my life, I've been thankful for a lot of assholes who are brave enough to tell me what I was doing wrong, so let's pay it forward and see if we can help Walter and those like him.
Brother, you ain't helping anybody. Like, who are you fooling, bro? We know why you were making those angry MTOW videos before you found fame and success and had some options finally. You really think that female Brittany would have dated you if it wasn't for the clout you have gathered on YouTube? Come on, man. How did you gain that first 200,000 subscribers? You really think she would have liked your so-called masculinity if you were just another face in this picture? She would be like, who is this loser? The only advice you should be giving is how to fool the MTOW community. But not only MTOWs, guys, even in this community, I don't trust people. I know for a fact that many BP ride or die guys who aren't tested with female attention are like this, are like Sean. They let their personal experiences cloud their judgment and start changing their narrative if that personal experience contradicts with the data and empirical evidence. We see it all the time. Once they get some attention, they switch up. Because they never truly understood anything. They were just angry and frustrated. That's about it. People are just so solipsistic in nature. Oh, I was able to do it, so the BP is proven wrong. Even if that case, his case, is a prime example of the BP itself. It could be like a 4 out of 10 dude dating an old, ugly, obese 1 out of 10 woman, thinking that he's the proof of anything. Oh, Rehab, you see, maybe lookism isn't all that true. Not realizing that his case is just an example of hypergamy. You can't stop a coper from coping. These guys could be looking at the Reaper right in the eye, but they are gonna cope all the same. And I have absolutely zero doubt in my mind that the same would have happened here. Would happen to 70%, 80% of this community as well. Give them some attention from a remotely attractive woman, and you are gonna see how loyal these guys really are. They would start saying stuff like, oh, looks aren't all that important, I was able to do it. You would see how fast they switch up.
We're continuing on from immediately after the point where Walter opened the door, said he liked Death Cab for Cutie, and got rejected.
Which I recognized I was giving up the first spot in line by opening the door for it, not a big deal. When she gets to the counter, she orders a vanilla latte with an extra shot. And in my heart, I'm kind of like, that's pretty cool. What a coincidence. So I go up to the cashier when it's my turn, and I'm like, I'm actually going to order the same thing that she just ordered. She was like, great, it'll be right out.
Yeah, I mean, this is brutally bad, bro. Bob, it is over. You just got clowned and you're still trying to push it to have a moment with her. And you do it in the most cringeworthy ways. Oh no, he ordered a vanilla latte. It is like she's my soulmate. It is over, dude. Stop. Stop. Like, he's cringe maxing so hard here. This oofy doofy is hopeless. Oh, what did I do wrong? Incorrect question. You cannot find the right answer to a wrong question. The correct question here would have been, what looks wrong? Not what did I do wrong, but what looks wrong?
Now, there is no place to sit in the Starbucks. There's just this coffeetory area in front of the counter. So as we're both waiting, I just look over at the gal and I'm like, so what's your favorite album by Death Cab? And she looks over at me with a glare and she is like, stop talking to me. I'm not remotely interested. And she says it loud enough for the entirety of the Starbucks to hear. And everybody in the Starbucks looks at me. And at that point, the only sound I'm hearing is the chorus of hey ya. And silence is loud.
Now imagine that you're this girl who spent her morning gussying herself up, only to be approached by this guy here with the Reddit-style beard and hair that is very messy, but not in a good way. Then you're greeted with, oh my god, Def Cab for Cutie is my favorite band and you're wearing their merch. Possibly with some mouth breathing at the end of that statement.
Again, think before you sleep is delusional about these guys' chances. Bro, there's nothing he could have done that could change the outcome of this approach. All that dressing, hairstyle, none of that. None of that could change anything. He still would have gotten the same response from her.
February 4th of 2021 was the worst day of my whole entire life. It was the day I found out that my ex-wife had fallen in love with my friend and that there wasn't necessarily any more room for me.
His wife cheated on him with his own friend. So somehow he was willing to be a pushover doormat to a point where it landed him a wife. But what happened? She cheated on him with his own friend. And just imagine what he went through to marry and finance her lifestyle. Just imagine the conditions and dynamics of that marriage. You really think it was any different than Bob's marriage? The real Bob's, the original Bob.
Now, it's one thing if you're a historian or a researcher and you study astrology to understand symbolism, but this guy is like reading daily horoscopes. That is very non-straight male behavior. So it's not just the Starbucks thing. It's stuff like the astrology video, stuff that I can't show because it contains copyrighted music, or this video where he uses a makeup filter. This guy is really feminine in a lot of his videos. And yeah, some women are okay with that, but the vast majority are disgusted by it.
Again, this masculinity coping. His feminine behavior is only unattractive because he doesn't have the pretty face features to pull it off. His feminine behavior is only unattractive because of that.
So Walter, if you're watching and you want women to like you, then you need to start acting like a man. Think like Henry Cavill.
Oh no, don't say it, bro. Don't do it. Don't say just be masculine like Henry Cavill. Please don't do it, bro. Don't make this any more cringeworthy than it already is.
Henry Cavill is the biggest nerd on the planet, like a turbo nerd who reads fantasy novels. Yet women still like him because he's masculine.
He did it. He actually did it, bro. A woman find him hot because he's masculine. What a pitiful cop is this man. Just be masculine like Henry Cavill. Look at him. Women like him cause he's masculine.
The easiest way to fix this problem is to maybe get some masculine hobbies or just go to the gym.
Brother, the only thing Bob, a guy like Bob, is gonna accomplish by lifting weights is scaring women even more. Like, at least he's less secure now. If he lifts, he's gonna go from getting told no to getting cops called on. Brutal stuff, bro. Like, lifting weights is the worst advice you can give to this man. You're gonna get him locked up. You listen to guys like Think Before You Sleep, and you're gonna end up in the slammer or on Hammerhand's live stream, depending on how your luck runs. What Sean fails to understand here is this. The reason why Bob is acting the way he does is because of people like Sean himself. Thinking that if they act a certain way, if they spit some game, they can change the outcome. The problem here is the advice like yours. Oh, hit the gym, be masculine. The only thing being muscled is gonna accomplish for a guy like Bob is turning him into a threat. These Bobs get the advice that they need to hit the gym and be confident and spit some game, not realizing that it is about craniofacial features, height, and partly background. You know, I mean, this guy is white. But imagine if this guy had an Indian accent. What would have happened? They would have buried him under a prison, man. The only reason he didn't get as much backlash is because he's white. If he was an Indian guy or had any other South Asian background, they would have roasted him 10 times, 100 times harder. Imagine if it was an Indian dude with an heavy accent. They would try this guy at The Hague. This guy, Bob, unlocked a core memory now. He's never gonna forget that rejection. Maybe for the good. But why? Because he doesn't understand that it is not about what you do. It is about how you look while doing it. I know normies say, oh, it is not who you are as a person, but what you do defines you. No, it ain't what you do that defines you. It is how you look while doing it that defines you.
But it's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
Somebody says you don't have to be attractive if you're super funny. That's not true. People will not like you if you're ugly. It's a very like low intelligence form of feeling, but it's incredibly prevalent. And yeah, people just won't like you. The reason why I'm saying this is because I've experienced it a lot myself personally. And it's people that like, they don't even like listen to what I'm saying. They're just like, oh, this guy's weird looking. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to listen to him. Fuck this guy. I hate this guy. It's like a trigger for some people. Yeah, exactly. Like it makes them mad to look at you. Like you don't even get a chance.
Asmongold is not kidding. Despite living a degenerate lifestyle, if there's one thing he knows really well, it's how to be popular. But taking care of your appearance is extremely important. Most people are ugly by choice, and people will treat you way better if you're attractive. Even if you do have bad genetics, you can probably still vastly improve the way you look by taking care of your diet and learning how to present yourself.
Except he missed the point. The entire point Asmongold was making. He agrees, but doesn't even understand what he's agreeing with. Asmongold didn't mean hairstyle or any of that brushing your teeth or stuff. He meant being sub 5 on craniofacial level. Most people aren't ugly by choice. Asmongold is 100% right here, by the way. I hadn't seen this clip before, but he's 100% right. I told you, people will subconsciously dislike you and won't even know why. They will just make up some excuse. Glass of water example I always give. You drink a glass of water and it is gonna annoy people.
There is most likely not a single female on the planet that would be willing to date me.
Yeah, this guy needs to go outside more because there are definitely a lot of women who are desperate enough to dumpster dive for a man.
What did I tell you? Out of touch. Plenty of dumpster diving woman, brother. Which time period are you stuck in? This guy is stuck in his youth, college days. This ain't 2005. Plenty of women dumpster diving. Brother, have you seen the data? Even Richard Cooper have seen it, but Sean has not. Men who want to be in a relationship but are single vastly outnumber women. And I am not even gonna mention dating app stats. This is like next level delusion. Think before you sleep, destiny, all these boomers need a force update. Because these guys are still running the dating landscape version from 2005. Like, even Hammerhand and Richard Cooper are more in touch with reality.
I've seen all the data.
I bet a part of the reason that he doesn't talk to women is because he's one of those guys who thinks that they won't like him because he's too inexperienced for his age. Honestly, nobody in real life actually cares that you're a virgin except for you. No girl who would date you is going to care about your lack of experience as long as you act like a man, are honest about it, and are doing well in other aspects of your life and other aspects of your character.
Another horrible and harmful advice. I am not going to call it a lie because that would be giving him too much credit. I personally believe that Sean is in a mental situation where he actually believes that, believes all this stuff. Calling this a lie would be giving him too much credit. Guys, trust and believe, it is gonna be a major knock on your SMB. It is not gonna make up for your lack of attractiveness, lack of looks on its own, but if women genuinely believe that you are not wanted by other women, you best believe that it is gonna be a major death blow on your SMB. Of course, this doesn't apply to 8 plus men. Bonafide chads override this as well, but if you are some 5 out of 10, which majority of you are, and after certain amount of clown maxing you were able to get into a relationship, if you let her know that you have zero options, that no other woman wants you, that relationship is pretty much over. And admitting that you are a virgin to the girl you are trying to date is exactly that, letting her know that you have no other options. Women want a man who can easily cheat on her at a moment's notice. They might say otherwise, but if they don't see that you get attention from other women, that alone will put her off. So don't take advice from men like Destiny and Sean. they have no idea what they are talking about. Because when Destiny was in the dating market as an unstreamer, Bill Clinton was the president. And think before you sleep, Sean was an angry MTF before he finally had some options after becoming famous on YouTube. So, you get the idea.
Why do you think you've not had much success with women?
Firstly, I'm a very small guy. Like, 6 foot guys are a lot more successful. I don't know how to talk to women.
Oh no, decline again. Guys, decline's case is really brutal. But the truth about decline is, it is over for him. Not only because of his height and looks, but he clearly has Asperger's or any other condition. I don't know, but I am sure it is medical. Like, he can't speak. It seems like he has some sort of speech impediment, some sort of medical condition. That much is obvious. And the sad thing here is, he believes that bodybuilding, lifting weights is gonna change that. Bro, I am sorry. Not only you don't have the looks, but you also seem to have some sort of medical condition. Gym will only make a marginal difference for you. A very marginal difference.
21.
This very socially awkward guy is ironically named Raymond, if you get that reference. And he's the guy from before, with all the suspicious anime posters.
I go to the gym 6 days a week. I want to build a good amount of muscle and get lean and shredded. It seems that a lot of people have been successful with that. I still haven't had a successful one-on-one encounter with a girl.
So this guy is different from the other people that I showed in this video. Raymond does do social activities like go to the gym.
Wait, did this guy actually call gym selling a social activity? Wow, I mean... This gotta be the most deluded video I have seen in such a long time. It feels like a parody video almost. Bro, gym selling might be a hobby, might be an activity, but it ain't a social one. People don't go to the gym to socialize, let alone women, to socialize with men looking like Bob, looking like Decline. Cop after cop after cop.
But his problem is not that he doesn't socialize enough.
Did you just say it is not that he doesn't socialize enough just by looking at a video of him lifting weights all alone in a gym? Guys, did this guy seriously just conclude that Decline socializes enough just because he goes to the gym to lift things up and put them down all by himself? Yeah, dude, socializing. Socializing with 10-pound dumbbells. This is the gym cell mindset I was talking about. Gym cell mindset. Yeah, dude, great socializing. What a great social life. By the way, I am not saying that. I am not suggesting that things would have been different for Decline if he indeed tried to socialize, actually socialize. Socialize with people, not 10-pound, 5-pound dumbbells. So I am not criticizing him for not trying to socialize, but Sean cannot have been cop straight. What do you even mean, enough socializing? Britney did a number on this guy. Britney broke this guy. Brutal stuff, bro.
His problem is that he has no personality, and he's kind of weird.
And then Sean didn't even stop there. Goes on to say that it is his personality that is the problem. Brother, are you seeing straight? This guy can't even speak clearly. Obviously has a speech impediment, or even worse. Just look at the way he speaks. Tries to speak, that is. What do you mean personality? I mean, wow, this video, this entire video is such a brain fart on think before you sleep's part. But these are the guys running the narrative on YouTube. Hundreds of thousands of views in just 5 days. This is the sad, unfortunate situation we are in. But yeah, this commentary has been too long already. Don't be a free agent in life.